Welcome. Hello. I am so excited to be here today with Hank Parrott. Hank was the Leadership Austin Executive Fellow for the Austin-Travis County Reentry Roundtable during the 2019 to 2020, from March to March, right, Hank?
Yes, that's right. March to March.
March to March. Awesome. So I just want to start with asking you a few questions. Number one, what first inspired you in this work?
So Leadership Austin had a number of opportunities, for folks to look at. And when I looked at this one, it really struck me because I believe that people who've transgressed, been punished for that transgression and served the punishment should be given a second chance at everything, whether that's employment or housing or healthcare. A person should not have to carry the sins of the past for the rest of their life. So that's what really got me going with this work.
So what are you most proud of from the last year?
You know, I think the videos that we produced, I still get chills and I get kind of choked up every time I play them again. To hear what people went through and how many times they were kicked to the curb, but got up and kept going. And I feel that these videos will have a lot of use for some time going forward. Because listening to someone telling their story is so much different than trying to tell someone else's story yourself. So if I'm, you know, I've had some opportunities where I've presented to groups of people and I couldn't possibly begin to tell someone's story. But when I put that video up there, it is really compelling for people to see that. So I'm really proud of how they came out, proud of the people who stepped forward and said they were willing to tell their story. Because like I said, I think that that these videos will have legs for quite a while going forward.
So on these videos, tell me about the idea of how they got started. What pushed these videos to happen in the first place?
So what happened was I started this fellowship in March of 2019, and it was the next month where Lori organized something called Rap Speaks. And I attended that, and I think there were four people that night that got up and told their story. And it just really got to me. And I thought how compelling this was to see this. So I mentioned to folks at the roundtable, I would really like to do a video library if we could do one. And I reached out to some folks locally to see if we could get it done. And it didn't happen. But my daughter stepped in and took this on. Again, it was going to Rap Speaks and hearing those things. I thought it would just be good to have a library of these videos.
They are really great videos, and they are available on the website. They're being released. The last one will be released in August of this year. So just for anybody out there who's listening, they are available on the website. So tell me about your most memorable moments or the most impactful conversation that you've had related to your work in this last year.
Well, that's a hard one because it's hard to pick one thing. The videos, of course, because it was so impactful listening to the stories as we were filming. Also, seeing the work that Penny Rayfield is doing at the women's prison out in Lockhart, teaching these women skills and getting them ready for the outside world, getting ready for the outside world. When I went out there, she had the inmates who were working there actually tore me through the thing, showing me what they were doing as opposed to Penny doing it herself. So doing some great work there. I did mock interviews out at the federal prison in Bastrop for one day and probably interviewed about eight people trying to get them ready for when they get out. And hearing their stories and how they want to improve themselves, knowing that they've done wrong and they wanted to do better when they get out. I went and visited the state jail and understanding how hard they're working to give inmates the opportunities to improve themselves as well. So those were all memorable things.
What challenges you in this work?
Oh, what challenges me in this work? I guess what challenged me the most was getting people to respond to media requests. I have reached out to so many organizations and so many people, and you get some responses, but some people just want to ignore you. And it's frustrating when that happens. It's like, if you don't want to talk to me about this topic, fine, just tell me, but don't go radio silent on me. So that has been one of the biggest challenges for me, is getting people to the table, because I can tell the story when I can get them to the table, but I have to get them there.
What do you hope can happen for us?
That employers see the benefits of hiring people with a criminal record and treat them the same as anyone else. That's what I hope comes out of this thing. You know, when I've had these conversations with folks and I show them the benefits, and there are financial benefits for companies to hiring people with criminal records or people who've been formerly incarcerated. But at the end of the day, what I try to tell them is that the real reasons for considering these folks for employment is because it's the right thing to do, because they've paid their price, they've got a skill set, they want to work, and it's just the right thing to do to hire these folks.
Well, thank you, Hank. Those are the long answer questions that I have for you. We're going to move to some shorter questions. So I am going to read a phrase, and then I would like for you to answer it in one or two words, or, you know, just a short phrase. So we'll start with, something we must learn to live with is?
Uncertainty.
An uncertainty we must creatively adapt to is?
The current pandemic.
What I find challenging in our current situation is?
This is going to be longer than a couple of words. The lack of a coordinated strategy. This is related to the pandemic again. The lack of a coordinated strategy across the nation. You know, the federal government basically has abdicated to the states to do what they want on their timetable in terms of opening up the states and whatnot. But unfortunately, one state can open up, a neighboring state can stay closed, but people cross borders. It's my opinion that we're not going to get on top of this unless we have a national and or global coordinated effort. You know, our city and our county are doing things that are, I won't say counter to what Abbott wants, but suggesting we do things a little more tightly.
Before we make our next move, we cannot neglect to
think about the impact of our actions on others in the community.
Something we should stop doing is
being selfish. Think about those around you, those who are not in as good a situation as we might be.
What I hope can happen for us in this work is
to get people to see the person behind the criminal record, and that he or she is probably not the person that committed the transgression.
A big opportunity I see for us is
to help lift those who are in a difficult situation and get them self-sufficient.
If we do nothing, the worst thing that can happen for us is
the cycle goes unbroken and people's lives don't improve.
A courageous conversation we are not having is
how do we end racism once and for all?
An action or practice helping us move forward is
treating everyone with respect and dignity.
A project that gives me confidence we are transforming is,
you know, there's probably a lot of things here, but I will pick out an organization like Building Promise USA, which is being led by Reggie and Carl. And they have invited me to be on the board of directors of that organization, and I've agreed to do that because I'm looking at the work that they're doing, and it can transform people coming out of prison. So that is something that gives me confidence that we're transforming.
Something we need to research is
why we can't seem to get recidivism any lower than it is.
A question that is emerging for me is,
why can't people be more open-minded about people with criminal backgrounds?
When all is said and done, I want to
see more acceptance of people with criminal records to housing and employment.
Something I plan to do is
keep working on the issue of fair chance employment.
Thank you, Hank. I appreciate your responses.
And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to answer your questions. It's been a rewarding year going through this and me learning about the criminal justice system and all of that. And I just feel inspired by it. And that's why I plan to continue working on this, I turned down the opportunity to do another project with Leadership Austin because I think this work is important enough, and that's why I want to stay with it. So those would be my final words, I guess.